You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the much-talked-about 5G spectrum auction. Billionaire Gautam Adani-led Adani Data Networks, Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea have applied to participate in the upcoming 5G auction, according to a list issued by the Department of Telecom on Tuesday. The spectrum auction, scheduled to start on July 26th, may see aggressive bids for some frequency bands, with the entry of Adani Data Networks and established players Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel looking to strengthen their hold in the industry. Applicants have time till July 19th to withdraw their applications. A total of 72,097.85 MHz of spectrum worth at least Rs. 4.3 lakh crore will be put on the block during the auction, set to commence on July 26, 2022. Moving on, the hotel industry's revenues and margins are expected to return to pre-COVID levels in 2022-23, despite potential impact on demand in case of further waves of the pandemic, according to ratings agency ICRA. Domestic leisure and transient travel will be the main demand drivers, although there will be a gradual recovery in business travel and foreign tourist arrivals, ICRA said in a statement. Pan-India premium hotel occupancy is expected to be at 68-70% for FY 2023. It said, adding the average room rate is expected to hover around Rs. 5,600 to Rs. 5,800. On to investment matters, mutual funds focused on investing in fixed income securities witnessed a heavy outflow of Rs. 92,248 crore in June on uncertain macro environment, driven by expectations around an increasing rate cycle, higher commodity prices and slowdown in growth. This comes following a net outflow of Rs. 32,722 crore in May and an inflow of Rs. 54,756 crore in April, data available with Association of Mutual Funds in India showed. Out of the 16 fixed income or debt fund categories, 14 witnessed net outflows during the month under review. The heavy withdrawal was seen from segments such as overnight liquid and ultra-short-term duration funds. The only categories that witnessed inflows were the 10-year gilt funds and the long-duration funds. Meanwhile, the government has nominated 29 non-official members from large and small enterprises and different sectors in the Board of Trade, chaired by the Commerce and Industry Minister. The board, which includes participants from states, union territories, senior officials from public and private sectors, provides a platform to discuss ways on boosting manufacturing and exports. In 2019, the government had merged the Council of Trade Development and Promotion with the Board of Trade to bring greater coherence in the consultation process with all stakeholders for promoting exports and imports, according to a notification of the Commerce Ministry. In another development, the country's largest iron ore producer, NMDC, has slashed the prices of lump ore and fines by Rs. 500 a ton each. The prices are effective from Tuesday, the company, which is also the largest seller of the mineral, said in a regulatory filing. Iron ore is one of the key raw materials used in the manufacturing of steel, and any movement in the prices of the mineral has a direct impact on the rates of steel, which has been a matter of concern for the user industries for past couple of months. According to the filing, the company has fixed the prices of per ton lump ore at Rs. 3,900 and that of fines at Rs. 2,810 a ton. On to market, the Indian rupee continued to slide downwards on Tuesday as it slipped to a fresh record low of 79.58 against the US dollar, down 15 paise from previous close of 79.43 amid weakness in the equity markets, strengths in dollar. Amid the constant pressure on the local unit due to persistent FII outflows, elevated crude prices and risk aversion in markets, the Reserve Bank of India on Monday said that it was putting in place a mechanism to settle international trade in rupees. Despite the recent RBI measure to curb the fall, the rupee slipped on opening today. The dollar index, which tracks the currency against a basket of six pairs, rose to 108.3, the highest since October 2002. And lastly, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Domestic equity market benchmarks, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50, ended nearly 1% down on Tuesday on weak global cues. BSE Sensex ended 509 points or 0.9% to 53,887, while NSE Nifty 50 settled at 16,058. Stocks of Infosys, Nestle India, HCL Tech, HUL, Mahindra & Mahindra, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Asian Paints, IndusInd Bank, Titan Company were among top index drags. On On the flip side, NTPC, Bharti Airtel and Bajaj Finance were the only gainers on S&P BSE Sensex. India VIX rose 1% to settle at 18.55 levels. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.